From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Ex-Trump campaign official is indicted.
If it is Paul Manafort.
Paul Manafort, who for a short time was President Donald Trump's campaign manager last year, was charged Monday with conspiring against the U.S. money laundering and lying to the government as part of a wide-ranging lobbying effort for former Ukrainian strongman Viktor Yanukovych. Manafort and a former business associate Rick Gates were indicted by a federal grand jury in Washington as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's criminal investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Now, these were the first charges Mueller has made public in his five-month probe, although the allegations did not relate directly to the election. In addition, Mueller disclosed that the former Trump Foreign Affairs Advisor George Papadopoulos pleaded guilty October 5th to lying to federal agents in January about his contacts with people he understood to have close connections to senior Russian government officials. Now, President Trump discounted the Manafort indictment as irrelevant to the 2016 campaign and again said investigators' focus ought to be on the challenger he defeated, and that would be, of course, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The head of the United Nations Atomic Energy Agency says Iran has been carrying out its commitments made under a landmark nuclear deal with world powers. The announcement comes on the heels of a dispute between Washington and Iran over President Trump's decision this month not to certify Tehran's compliance with the nuclear deal. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.
Uhuru Kenyatta, 7,483,895.
And that's what it sounded like in Nairobi as Wafula Chebukati, the chairman of Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, announced the results of the election for Uhuru Kenyatta. Now, the incumbent Kenyatta won Kenya's presidential election, which was boycotted by the opposition. He won it with just over 98% of the vote, the Electoral Commission announced on Monday. Turnout for Thursday's poll was just under 39% of the 19.6 million registered voters. Opposition leader Raila Odinga, who dropped out of the presidential rerun, had called on his supporters to boycott the vote, and protesters blocked polling stations from opening in some opposition strongholds. Mr. Odinga garnered about 1% of the vote. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is calling for calm and respect for the law in the northern Kurdistan region a day after its leader announced he was stepping down as president. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani used a televised speech Sunday to say he would resign effective November the 1st. James Jeffrey is a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq and currently a fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He tells VOA that Barzani had no other choice.
Because if he steps down, then that will open the door to the step of annulling the referendum vote, because that is the demand of both the Abadi government in Baghdad and all of the neighbors.
Iraqi Prime Minister Abadi has called the Kurdish independence referendum vote illegal and in response sent his forces to retake control of disputed areas that were in control by the Kurds. Spain's state prosecutor says he will seek charges of sedition and rebellion against ousted Catalan cabinet officials. Attorney General José Manuel Maza also called Monday for charges of embezzlement against Catalonia's leaders over their push to separate from Spain. Catalan pro-independence party general coordinator Marta Pascal says that the party will hold a snap regional election on December 21st. And as to the whereabouts of Catalan president Carles Puigdemont?
Well, I don't know. I cannot confirm you where is the president. I think that the president's office should say where is the president. What I can say is that this weekend I've been in contact with him. I've been speaking with him and he's fine. He's absolutely convinced that we are doing things well.
The announcements came as Catalonia entered its first week after the Spanish central government's assertion of control over the would-be breakaway region. And starting next year, Saudi women will be able to attend sporting events at three stadiums across the country as part of the kingdom's efforts to improve women's rights. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.